Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There's an interesting question that comes up with respect to birthday candles on Shabbos. Birthdays, in general, is a very interesting question, whether or not birthdays are something encouraged by the Torah, by Chazal, or not, and whether or not birthday cakes is something that's allowed or it's considered chukas akum. But we're going to focus specifically on birthday candles on Shabbos. May one place birthday candles on a cake on Shabbos? We're of course not talking about lighting them, we're not talking about them being lit, we're talking about just as a decoration. You know, someone's 16th birthday party, take a candle that's shaped as a 16 to put it on the cake. Is that something considered allowed or not? So at first glance, based on today's daf, Shabbos, daf mem dalet, it would seem that it would be permitted. The Mishnah and the Gemara quote a number of different opinions whether or not a ner chadish is muksar, but everyone knew whether a ner yashan, an old one, versus a new one, but everybody agrees that a ner chadish, a brand new candle that's never used before, is allowed. Metaltun a ner chadish, says the Mishnah, aval lo yashan. Rabbi Shimon says all nairs are permitted except for that which is being currently lit, but if it was used, that's also permitted according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is similar to that of Rabbi Shimon. In the end of the day, everyone here agrees that a new candle, never touched candle, is certainly permitted. So what's the shaila? Because we have to be clear, when the Gemara uses the term nair, it doesn't mean candle, a wax candle like we say. Nair means a lamp. A lamp is the holder of the candle. And that, if it's never been used before, you could use it for other things. It's a type of cup. Only if it's been used already and there's oil and there's wax and it's disgusting, that's where they debate whether they could use that lamp something else on Shabbos. But a brand new lamp is completely allowed. That's not muksa. Our question at hand is, what about a candle of wax? Is that something that's permitted to be used and moved on Shabbos? So we first have to define categories. There are a number of different categories of muksa. We're going to just discuss kli shemlachto le'iser and kli machmas gufo. So a kli, or really muksa machmas gufo. So muksa machmas gufo is something that's machmas guf. It itself is inherently not a kli. A rock isn't a kli. There's no purpose. So a rock is a muksa machmas gufo. It's just inherently muksa. There's no purpose for it. And therefore you can never use a rock. You can't move it for its purpose of using the rock. You can't move it for the tzorach makomo if you need the place. Rocks are muksa machmas gufo. And there's a second category, kli shemlachto le'iser. Kli, something that has a use, but the primary use is something that's usser. So for example, a hammer is a kli shemlachto le'iser. It's a kli, it's a hammer, but the usage of a hammer is usser on Shabbos. The only time you could move a hammer is if you need to use it legufo, to use it to open a nut, for example, or l'sarach makomo, you need its place. So how are we going to categorize a candle? Is it a muksa machmas gufo, and therefore usser across the board, or is it considered a kli shemlachto le'iser, where l'sarach gufo, l'sarach makomo, it would be permitted? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivan Shin Ches, the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion in Sif Katan Lamadal. There it's talking about muksa, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes two different opinions when it comes to a candle. He quotes from the Magen Avraham. One opinion is that the candle is kikli shemlachto le'iser, and therefore, since it's a kli, the candle has a purpose. Its purpose is lighting a fire. It's a kli shemlachto le'iser, and therefore, it's mutter to move it, the tzorach gufo and the tzorach makomo. So the tzorach gufo, you want to use it for itself, for a form of decoration, you would be allowed to place the birthday candle on the cake. And then he says, further, however, he quotes in the Sefer Mor Uktzia, that's machmir, that's stringent, that filu ner shalom, even a complete candle, he holds, it's aser, letzorach makomo, aser letaltel. You can't move it for itself, nor can you move it for its place, because she'ein olav shem kli kla, there is no kli at all. Candles aren't called a kli. The lo chazi lachila letashmish. You can't eat it. You can't use it for anything. And for that reason, the Mor Ktzia says, once we machmir and assume that a candle is like a rock, a muksa machmas gufo, and can't be moved at all. How do we paskin? So while the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin here in Siman Shin Ches, he does paskin in Reish Ayin Tes. In Siman Reish Ayin Tes, which is actually the siman related to our topic of Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet, in the Shar Tzion, he writes that he thinks if it hasn't been lit on that light on Shabbos yet, it's called a kli. A candle is called a kli, and therefore he passes mutter l'taltel l'tzarach gufo u'mekomo. So it sounds like he passes it's mutter. You could use it. In the end of the day, it certainly would be advisable that one should not move candles on Shabbos. You should be stringent. But if there's a great reason, let's say it's a child's birthday, and he really needs it, he really wants it, there certainly would be room to move it, Letzar Gufo, even on Shabbos.